WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. If you're feeling overwhelmed, constantly drained, or just plain meh, chances are your mental health could use a little TLC. And guess what? One of the most powerful things you can do for yourself is learn how to set some healthy boundaries. Think about it like this. Boundaries are like invisible fences around your emotional well-being. They help you define what's acceptable and what's not, protecting your mental space from getting cluttered and overrun by negativity. Ever feel like you're constantly giving until you have nothing left to give? Or maybe you say, yes, when you really want to say, no. We've all been there. That's where boundaries come in. They help us reclaim our power and prioritize our own mental health. Today, we're diving deep into the world of healthy boundaries, exploring why they're so crucial and giving you practical tips on how to implement them in your daily life. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get this mental well-being party started. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know your worth. This might sound simple, but it's the foundation of everything. Understanding your value as a human being is essential for setting healthy limits. When you know your worth, you won't settle for less than you deserve, whether it's in relationships, work, or even how you spend your time. Remember, you are unique, talented, and deserving of respect. 2. Communicate clearly. This is where the rubber meets the road. Once you know what you need, learn to express it clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your values or priorities. Practice using I statements, like, I feel overwhelmed when I take on too much, or I need some time alone to recharge. 3. Set realistic expectations. We all want to be superheroes, but let's be real, we can only do so much. Setting realistic expectations for yourself and others prevents burnout and resentment. Remember, it's okay to say no sometimes. In fact, it's a sign of self-respect. 4. Learn to say no without guilt. This one is tough, I get it, but saying no when necessary protects your energy and time. You don't need to justify yourself or feel guilty about prioritizing your well-being. Think of it as an act of self-love. You're saying yes to taking care of yourself. 5. Protect your time and energy. This is huge. Make conscious decisions about how you spend your time and energy. Surround yourself with positive people, activities that energize you, and create space for self-care. Remember, you are responsible for your own happiness. Don't let anyone or anything drain your precious resources. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling multiple deadlines and feeling the pressure mounting. Suddenly, your colleague drops another task on your plate, asking you to just take a quick look. Your initial instinct is to say yes because you don't want to disappoint them. But wait, before you agree, remember that boundary we talked about? Take a deep breath, smile politely, and say something like, hey, I'm really swamped right now with these deadlines. Could we chat about this later when I have more bandwidth? By communicating clearly and setting a limit, you protect your time and energy, preventing burnout and resentment. Plus, it shows them that you're capable of managing your workload effectively. The bottom line, building healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your mental well-being. When you set clear limits, communicate assertively, and prioritize your needs, you create space for growth, happiness, and fulfillment. Remember, you deserve to be protected and respected, both by yourself and others. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those boundaries today. Take a small step. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week or taking 15 minutes for yourself each day. Celebrate your wins, remember your worth, and know that every step you take towards setting healthy boundaries is a step towards a happier, healthier you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these powerful words. And as always, keep moving forward. We'll catch you on the next episode of Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move, where we continue to break down barriers and unlock your potential.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.